Hello and welcome to this product demonstration of HandyCMS, a contact management system developed by HandyTech North America. My name is Earl Harrison, president and founder of HandyTech North America. HandyCMS has been under development for about 4 years now, and in that time, we've watched it evolve into the powerful and affordable customer relational tool that it has become, with a company-wide bulletin board, company calendar, taskmaster system, the ability to create and manage custom categories, notate interactions with customer, employees, and vendors, advanced search functionality, and if you're the administrator on a system, a backup feature that allows you to create and download full backups for safekeeping. Because HandyCMS is web-based, it of course is cross-platform, so it doesn't matter if you're using your Macintosh computer, your Windows-based computer, PDA, or favorite Apple device. Enjoy anytime, anywhere access to your contact information in a convenient and secure environment. HandyCMS is found at www.handycms.net, and we welcome and invite you to try a 90-day trial of HandyCMS at no charge. If you like what you see, the cost of HandyCMS is only $30 a month for 5 users, or $300 a year. We like to keep things simple around here, so the cost of additional users simply goes up incrementally. For example, 10 users equals $600 a year, or only $60 a month. That's way more affordable than any desktop contact management solutions that I can think of. If you like what you see in HandyCMS and you would like to subscribe, we would love the opportunity to host your database for you. However, if you run your own servers and you would like to have complete control over your HandyCMS database, that is an option as well. In either case, if you'd like to get in touch with us, our telephone number is 651-636-5184. We're always happy to answer questions by email at info@handytech.us. And of course, you can always visit us online at www.handytech.us. Let's go ahead and take a little look at how HandyCMS works. I am actually sitting on the whatever screen I left the last time I was in HandyCMS, and I'm just going to jump up to the top of this page, and I hear menu, and let's just go ahead and see what options are in this menu. I'm actually using the VoiceOver screen reader on a Macintosh computer, but I also have HandyCMS running on the Windows side of this computer as well. So I'll go ahead and try to demonstrate a little bit on each side. So I'll go ahead and navigate by link here.
Link. Skip to content. Link. Home. Link. Add contact. Visited link.
Okay, let's add contact link. If I wait a second here.
The help tab is access key available. 1'.
An access key means that you can actually just press a keystroke and activate the link. After you memorized the different access keys, it makes working within the HandyCMS system very quick. On the Mac side, the modifier key is the control key in combination with the access key, which we hear in this case is the number 1. On the Windows side, it's the Alt key held down with the access key. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and continue moving through this menu here.
Calendar, no appointments scheduled for today. Visited link.
I hear I have no calendar appointment set up for today. But if I wanted to turn off that access key feature, I could do that and then have on-demand access to that information just with a keystroke.
Access key available, 3.
Okay, keep moving through the menus here.
Add appointment, visited link.
Add appointment.
Tasks. 7 assigned, 4 to do.
I hear that I've got 7 tasks assigned to me and 4 to do.
Add task, visited link.
Rather, I hear that I've assigned 7 tasks and I've got 4 myself to do. There's the add task.
Access key available, 5'. User preferences, link. Administrative options, visited link. Help, link. Technical support, link. Logout, visited. Advanced search, visited link. Add link.
So here we can navigate using those access keys. Or we can actually activate links using those access keys. But we also have several ways that we can navigate the page. It's laid out by heading style. So if I press the keystroke that allows me to navigate by heading.
Heading level 1, bulletin board.
I hear that I'm down towards the bottom of the page in this case. And I hear that this heading is actually the company bulletin board. We keep information here from frequently used telephone numbers to, oh, a recipe, whatever you want to put here, whatever you want to share with the rest of the company. We also have the ability to come in here and remove outdated information as well. Okay, so I'm going to jump to the top of the page here.
Menu.
And let's say that I want to create a contact. I can't remember the keystroke to add a contact, so I'm going to bring up my list of links here.
Open web item rotor, links 39 items.
In my web items rotor, I hear there are 39 items, and just start typing the word add.
25 items, add contact.
And there's add contact. Let's go ahead and do this.
Visiting link, add contact.
First time I press the link in that web items rotor, it brings me to this place on the page.
The help tab is access key.
The second time I press it, actually activates the link. So I'm going to go ahead and add a contact here. So I want to...
HTML content. Menu. Link. Link. Skip to content.
Okay, so I'm in the add contact page, and I'm going to jump to the first heading level on this page.
Heading level 1. Add contact.
And now I'm going to start moving by form control and populating the data.
None. Category. Contact details. Pop-up button.
So here we can actually select a category in which to place this contact. Let's see what we have so far here.
Menu. 7 items. Check mark. None. Dealers. Mac Academy participants. Training clients. Map cancellation. Red flag. Hot leads for February 2011.
And let's say that I want to make this person, place him into the category hot leads for February 2011.
Closing menu. Hot leads for February 2011. Category. Contact okay. Details, pop-up button.
I'll go ahead and move on here.
Title, contact details, edit text.
And let's say that this person is a assistive technology specialist. Let's see if I spelled everything right.
Assistive technology specialist.
Okay, sounds right to me. Move on to the next field.
Full name, contact details, edit text.
Let's call him Charles Smith.
Selection deleted.
What was happening with the selection deleted is as I was typing, it recognized another Charles in the system and started trying to auto-populate the field. So I just kept typing. And I'm just going to move on to the next control.
Company, contact details, edit text.
Let's call him Smith.
Selection deleted.
Incorporated. I don't know. Smith... and Smith Enterprises. Okay, move on.
Home address, line 1, contact details.
And because we're dealing with a business here, I'm going to continue on.
Home address, home zip code.
Past all the home stuff.
Work address, line 1, contact details, edit text.
And we'll just say 3939 Smith Ave. He has a street named after him.
Work address, line 2, contact details, edit text.
Suite 101.
Work city, contact details, edit text.
Let's call it Minneapolis.
Work state, contact details, pop-up button, menu, 52 items, check mark.
Bring up the pop-up menu, otherwise known as a combo box in the Windows world.
Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts. Michigan, Minnesota, closing menu, Minnesota, work zip code, contact details, edit text.
And let's call it 55408.
U.S., country, email address, contact details, edit text.
Charles at
A. Space.
Smith and Smith, Smith .com.
Alternate email address, home phone, contact detail, home extension, work phone, contact details, edit text.
Let's just make up a bogus phone number here. 612 something 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 something.
Work extension.
Let's say that contact. There's no extension.
Mobile phone, contact details, fax, contact details, website, contact detail, contact notes, contact details, edit text.
And in the notes field, I'm just going to say this is just a demonstration.
RTSNOMED.
A fictional person used for the sake of demoing.
G-N-I-O-M-E-D.
Demonstrating Handy CMS. The extra letters and spaces that you hear is just me correcting my mistakes. That happens all day, every day. And the next thing we have is the
button.
Add button.
Press Add Contact Details button. HTML.
Okay.
Menu. Blank. Blank.
Okay, so we've added Charles Smith of Minneapolis, Minnesota to the database here. And I'll just go ahead and navigate by heading again.
Heading level 1, view contact. Heading level 2, viewing details on Charles Smith.
And if I wanted to jump quickly to Charles's notes, I could do that simply by pressing the keystroke that allows me to jump to block quotes on a web page.
This is just a fictional person used for the sake of demonstrating handy CMS. Block quote level 1.
When somebody calls, the first thing we ask them is their name. As they're talking to us, we are looking up their information. If they're not in our database, we ask, could we please put you in our database? And it's a very effective way of gathering information.
Contact ID.
So I'll jump back up to the top of this table here, where I can now navigate down through it.
Reference tasks. Category. Hot leads for February 2011. Assistive technology specialist.
And we hear that we've got assistive technology specialist
Charles Smith.
Charles Smith as the only member of this particular category right now. So let's say that I'm on the phone with Charles, and he asks me to send him information on braille displays, for example. It could be bowling balls for that matter, but for this example, we'll use braille displays, and we're going to go back up to the top of this table.
Contact ID.
And I'll start navigating by link.
An existing blank.
So I hear that I can assign an existing task to Charles Smith's record and associate it with Charles Smith's record. So go and modify an existing task or...
A new blank.
I can set up a new task for myself. And I think I'm going to go ahead and do that. So
press link.
Activate
a new
the link.
HTML content. Menu. Blank.
And blank. I jump to the heading.
Heading level 1. Add task.
And start adding the task here.
Bar Prairie, task details, pop-up button.
Here are all the people that I can assign this task to.
Menu, 6 items, Chip and Harrison.
And I'm going to just go ahead and assign it to myself.
Closing menu, M. Harrison, task details, pop-up button.
Okay.
Task details, edit text. Subject, tab, task details, edit text.
So as I navigate through here, I get to fill out the subject, send.
Cash manager CDs.
In an auto-populated send cash manager CDs, I want to say information.
Selection deleted.
On Handy Tech Braille displays. And move to the next control.
Task details, edit text.
This is where I can put the details down here. And
details, task details, edit text.
I can say something like specifically. Interested in portable options. Go to the next thing.
Assigned task details pop-up button.
I've got another combo box or pop-up menu that I can
menu 8 items
open up here.
Assigned.
And this task can be assigned
active.
Reassign. Active. Reassign it to somebody else.
Decline.
Say I don't want to do it. You do it. Decline it.
25% complete. 50% complete. 75% complete. Complete. Complete.
Okay, that's the end of that. I'm going to jump up to the top.
Check mark. Assigned.
And assign works for me.
Closing menu. Assigned. Task details. Pop-up button.
And the next field.
Task details. Edit text.
Allows me to add any greater detail that I feel like adding here. And I don't think I'll do that.
Task details. Dimmed. Unchecked. Checkbox. Add task. Task details. Button.
I'll add the task.
Press. Add task. Task details. Button.
Okay, I'm back down to view contact. I'm going to navigate. Oh. And I hear that the task is shown up on my cell phone. So whenever I get a task assigned or a calendar appointment assigned for that matter, it automatically gets sent to my cell phone. So I always know what I should do and where I should be. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and navigate to the table on this contact.
Table, 30 rows, 2 columns, table.
And I see that now.
Contact ID, 10326.
10326, so I'm the 10,326 contact in this database. So I'll keep navigating here, and I see...
Contact ID. Rep. List one item. bullet, blank, task ID 680, send information on HandyTech Braille displays.
And I misspelled information, but I see that the task has been set up here. I see that it's associated with this particular contact, and if I want to review the task that I just set up, I could activate this link. So let's go ahead and let's say that a couple days have passed. I know I'm supposed to do something with Charles Smith, or maybe I don't remember that his first name is Charles. I'm going to go ahead and jump to the top of this page, and I'm going to go to my search edit field here.
Search edit text.
And I want to look at all the Smiths in the system because I know I'm looking for a Smith. I can't remember the first name.
So selection deleted.
I'm going to press enter here.
HTML content. Menu. Blank.
And my internet is actually a little bit slow today. It's a Sunday morning. I've got the cable internet going on where, of course, you share with the rest of the neighborhood. But let's see how long it took for this particular page to load. I can do that by jumping to the bottom of the page.
Heading level 3. Page generated in 0.0713 seconds.
So not bad. The page was generated in 0.0713 seconds, which is actually pretty fast. Jump back up to the top.
Menu.
And let's see how we did with our search. Navigate by header.
Heading level 1, search. Heading level 2, searching.
And start navigating.
66 results were found, 4% Smith percent.
So I see now that there are 66 contacts in this database of 10,000 plus contacts. And I'm hoping that as if I pull up my list of links here, and I start typing, start navigating, it's going to jog my memory. But since I know it's... For the sake of demonstration, I know that it's Charles.
One item, Charles Smith, SIP 10,326.
Let's go ahead and jump there so I can protect some of my other Smith's confidentiality. I'll go ahead and activate this link.
Press link, HTML content, search, edit text.
And now I'm in Mr. Charles Smith's record. Okay, the last two features I want to show you are the advanced search feature and the backup manager. These are the newest additions to the feature set of Handy CMS. And instead of doing it in Safari, let's go ahead and flip over to Internet Explorer. I'll go over to the Windows side of this machine.
VMware Fusion, Window, Toolbar.
And I'm using the Windows 7 operating system and the WindowEye screen reader. I'm going to go ahead
WindowEye, test with desktop. Handy CMS Review Contact Windows Internet Explorer.
And here I'm in the beta version of Handy CMS, and I'm just going to go ahead and press F5.
F30.
To refresh the page.
6%. 100. Red flag 27 links, 3 headings. Menu left.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and just start navigating through the different controls here.
Edit box.
I got to the search edit field, and now I'm going to press the keystroke that allows me to navigate by link.
Visit link. Advanced search.
And there's the advanced search feature. So we've done a search, a basic search, and now we're going to do an advanced search.
0%. After. 27 links, 1 table, 3 headings.
And there's any number of reasons that you'd want to use this feature. For example, if you want to target a specific group of people living in a certain area code, state, zip code, etc., and then send out an email blast to them. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and jump to the first heading here.
Heading 1, advanced search.
And I'm going to go ahead and jump to the first control.
None. Compromise category colon. Browser. Category colon, none. Compromise.
Okay, so I can specify one of my categories as an advanced search item.
Title colon, edit box.
The title.
Full name colon, edit box.
And this is full name. And let's say I don't want to look up necessarily a full name, but I want to find everybody with the name Charles, whether it be Charles as the first name or Charleston as the last name. So let's just go ahead and type in Charles. Tab on.
Company colon, edit box. Home address comma, line 1 colon, edit box.
Let's say I want to look for everybody with the name Charles living in the state of Minnesota.
Home address comma, line, home city colon, edit box. Home state colon, none. Combo box.
I don't know why I'd want to do that, but for the sake of demonstration, I think it's a good idea.
Home zip code colon, edit box.
Just so you can get an idea.
Work address comma, line 1 colon, edit box. Work address comma, line 2 colon, edit. Work city colon, edit box. Work state colon, none. Combo box.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and select Minnesota as our work state.
Alabama, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota.
And tab on.
Work zip code, country colon, us, edit box.
You can hear all the different other criteria that you can set within this advanced search.
Detached mail address colon, edit box. Alternate detached mail address colon, edit box. Home phone, edit box, home extension, colon, work phone, colon, edit box, work extension, colon, mobile phone, colon, edit, thanks, colon, edit box, website, colon, edit box, products, colon, edit box, notes, colon, edit box, format, colon, list, combo box.
And here we can select whether we want our results to simply appear in a list, or if we want to download the results as a
CSV file.
CSV or comma separated values file. Now let's go ahead and give this a whirl here.
Search greater than as button.
Okay, go ahead and activate the search button.
1%. App starting. 6%. 11%.
Remembering we've got over 10,000 folks in this particular database. It's going to take a little bit of a
21%.
Search in here.
100%. Cancel. Button. Dialog. File download. Do you want to open or save this file? Name. Results.csv. Type. Microsoft Office Excel comma separated values. From. CMS.pandas. Open O. Button. Save as. Button. Default. Cancel. Button. While files from the internet can be useful, some files can potentially harm.
Okay, so we're brought up into an open... It did find some options. If it didn't find any options, we'd land back in our advanced search dialog. But since it did find some results, we're given the option to open this... this file, and it'll actually bring it up into Excel.
Link, what's the risk?
And
open. Oh, button.
What the heck? We're going to go ahead and open it.
Handy CMS left brand, right brand, dash, advanced, search, dash, Windows, Internet Explorer. Close this dialog box when download complete. See, check box, checked, dialog, zero of it, search.php from cms.pandas.txt is completed. App starting, Microsoft Excel, hourglass, results left brand, one right brand, dot CSV, results left brand, one right brand, one, title, zero.
Okay, so we've got all of our results here.
Two, zero, three, two. 3-3, Assistive Technology Specialist, Clift. 3-4. 3-3,
Assistive
C3, Charles Smith, Clift. C4. C2, Charles Lanson. C3, Charles Smith, Clift.
All two of them. Two results were found in this case. So, but we have all their information, like their...
C3, Smith & Smith Enterprises, over left to right.
Name of the company.
C3. F3. G3. H3.
And this is all the home information here F3. That we're passing by from left to right.
J3, 39, K3, Suite 101.
Okay, this is the business address, etc.
L3, Minneapolis, Clift, M3, Minnesota. M3, 55,408. O3, US. P3, CharlesXSmithSmith.com, over left to right.
So if I wanted to copy everything in this column, all the email addresses in this column, it could have very well been 35 email addresses. I could do that. And paste the information into an email message and send it on its way to everybody named Charles, who happens to live in the state of Minnesota, who happens to be in my database. So that's really cool. I actually love this feature. It's really exciting that you can just gather information like this so quickly just by specifying certain criteria and then... acting on it. So, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and bail out of Excel here.
Hourglass, handy CMS, left brand, right brand, dash.
Back to the handy CMS, and let's go ahead and take a look at some of our administrative options.
Insert. Links, as, list box.
Brought up my list of links, dialogue. And I'm going to start box, typing admin.
Administrative options, 11 of 27. Link, C, administrative options, 1%. App starting. 6%.
And on my computer... Internet Explorer just seems to be a little bit slower 11%. Than Safari. Ooh, a lot.
Regret block 31 links, 3
okay.
Heading. Menu left, friend link, dash, right, friend link, captured.
So I'm going to jump to the first heading.
Heading 1, administrative options, link, D, add user.
I can add a user to the system.
Link, D, user list.
I can view the user list, and then edit things within the user list.
Link, D, user change log.
View the change log, so all the activity that has happened in chronological order.
Visit link D, backup manager.
And there's our backup manager. Let's just go here real quick.
0%. App starting. Regret block 29 links, 3 headings. Menu left brand link, dash right brand link, skip. Heading 1, backup manager.
And we'll tab through these options.
Link. Download latest backup left brand 904.69 KB, generated on February 19th, 2011, 11:42 p.m. CST right brand.
The file size of the backup, the database itself, is actually very tiny because it's really just text.
Link. Generate new backup.
I'm going to go ahead and generate a new backup data today here.
0%. App starting.
Backups are maintained on the system for a week.
10%.
But usually, when you do a backup,
red flag, one link, one heading.
You're going to create the backup, and then you're just going to download it to your local machine right away.
Heading one, backup successful, period.
So I hear backup successful.
Visit link. Click here if you are not redirected within 3 seconds, period.
And I wasn't redirected in 3 seconds, so I want to press
0%. Red flag, 28 links, three headings.
That little link there. And
heading one, backup manager. Link. Download latest backup left friend 904.82 KB, generated on February 28, 2011, 1:54 p.m. CST right friend.
Okay, so that's the one that I want. So it shows my latest backup, and I can go ahead and download that.
Zero. Dialog. File download. Do you want to open and save this file? Name. CMSHT.zip. Type. Application 904 KB. Room.
And we see that it's actually downloading all this data as a zip file. So it's compiling, whether it's calendar appointments, the bulletin board, contact information. It's all going to be contained within this little zip file that we're going to download to my local machine.
Link. What's the risk? Open. Oh. Save.
As and this time, of course, we just want to save it.
Close this dialog box when download complete. C. Checkbox. Checked. Close this dialog box when download complete. C. Checkbox. Checked. Progress 1-0%. Dialog. Save as. File name. CMSHT.zip. Combo. Edit box.
CMS and then the customer name. .zip.
Dialog. 0-arrangement.php from CMS.mandigit. That is completed. 0%. Fancy CMS left friend, right friend, backup manager, Windows Internet Explorer.
And now, as the administrator of this system, I can rest easy because I've got a copy of my entire database on my computer, which I can then, of course, offload to a thumb drive or some external device.